Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You've been through tough times, but when we set this up, we didn't know officially that Kevin Willard was out. Now that we know, what's your heart tell you? What's the vibe?
Oh man, this is very fresh, so it's hard to kind of look at it all, but. You know, just on the surface right now, it's just unfortunate, especially the season that this team had to end it like that. Man, it's just unfortunate, man, you know. And I think that now when you talk about the university and what direction that you want to go in, I think you got to start looking internally and start, you know, making sure you have Terp guys in the fold, whether it's coaching, athletic director, you know, people who are vested in the tradition of the University of Maryland. It seems like it's just been a whirlwind of just a round robin of folks just coming in and out. And that's not what I'm familiar with. That's not been the remedy for success in the past for us. And so, you know, I think that we got to take a step back and start to look at, well, what drove success in the past? You know, we are a school with a national championship, Final Fours, conference titles, and ACC and Big Ten, you know, tournament titles. So, you know, this is a school that's a traditional school and a school that should be coaches should relish the opportunity of being at a school like the University of Maryland.
Walt Williams joins us courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You speak with conviction and pride because it means something. It matters. And that's why. Absolutely. I agree with you. I think people that know your terrain, that have been through it, that bleed it, usually have an edge, but doesn't always necessarily mean that it's perfect, but they got it's the right fit. And so we've had a number of candidates. People have mentioned Huggies Bear's names come up. Nolan Smith, Sam Cassell, Simpkins has come up. Dixon name has been thrown out. And any of those names surprise you?
No, not at all. I know most of those guys that you just mentioned right there, they all are guys who are I have a stellar reputation, and so that's a good circle of folks that you mentioned right there. I look at a guy like Dwayne Simpkins, man, and he's a guy who's been in the fire. He's been here, and so you know, like I said, I just think that you have to have Terp guys in the fold to some extent here, in some way or fashion. We are a traditional school, and I think we need to get back to that part of it. So. You know, I think that when you look on that bench, when you look internally inside, you should see Terps. It should be people represented that are alum, that are family. And I think when you can do that, now it's not so it's not as much of a detachment there. I think that you have more support, you know, things like that, that means something when you're talking about a traditional school.
We have opened it up town hall style to our listeners at 1-800-636-1067. If you got a question, Metal, and we can get Walt involved in that. The people want to ask Walt a question in regards to what's going on with the situation with Willard's departure. Who do you feel would be great to have it take over? What happens with this portal? Was this influx? Understand the new court, the practice facility. Maybe you can share some insight on that. From what you see right now, the program is taking strides and moving in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely. You just mentioned, you know, the facilities. And when you come into the Big Ten, and, you know, ever since we've been there, you've just been seeing around campus just buildings going up and just upgrades of the campus in general. And so and I would imagine that's what the reason of joining the Big Ten was for, that purpose, to be able to go to the next level in terms of the institution, University of Maryland, just on all levels. And so, you know, I think that's what it's all about. At the same token, you know, like I said, I think on all levels, this university is an attractive school, very attractive school. And when you talk about in that basketball lane specifically, we've been there, we've done that. And so it's just about, you know, being able to be consistent now and getting back to the basics and what got us to a high level and how we did that consistently.
And it's stunning because the momentum from the shot, I can see the shirts, the Crab Five, the Lady Terps, I mean, strong performance against the Gamecocks, nothing new about them being stable and all of it. It's just... it was like getting splashed with ice water.
Yeah.
You know, it was just...
yeah,
it's just timing on it. But again, I'm just glad we have clarity. And I go back to Sheehan's interview last Tuesday. I was so on point. We kind of knew what was up, but everybody was playing games. I want to know and move forward. Because you are representing something that has a high value, and that is the Terps brand, Terps basketball. And you shouldn't have to beg people to work there. It should be an honor and a privilege. But then the people now can show their support, not by talking about it, by them Benjamins and piling up. Because really that's what the game is now. The game right now is about show me how you really think about me, based on what revenue we generate. Like it or not, that's what the game has come into. And these people are running out of this, in and out of these portals and just like popcorn. I mean, guys, it is absolutely amazing. I know you've never sat back and just thought about it for a moment, about what your value would be.
Oh, man. It would be crazy, Doc. I mean, you know, hey, I look back on my career and then you're looking at every season, the increase in what I was able to do, you know, going from averaging 7 points in my freshman year to 12 or 13 in my sophomore to 18, 19 junior year and then 27 in senior year, you know, just that increase every year. And just being on that upward plane, I would imagine by the time I got to my junior year, man, it's been a lot of money out there for me, Doc.
Yeah, you know, yeah, so. I think you'd have had a hard time. Woo! Flynn being low key. My goodness. That would have been that would have been tough. I don't know. Yeah. Just thinking about Villanova now, and I'm sure they're thrilled. I mean, Kevin can coach. We know that. I don't think anybody's doubting whether or not he can coach. But this sours me in the way it was handled. Or should I just say, hey, man, it's just business. This is the current business model. This is just the way it is.
Well, yeah, I'm not really all that familiar with this environment. Like you talk about kids going into the portal and going from school to school, but you know it's twofold. Sometimes those kids are in the portal because coaches have asked them to go there because they need that scholarship to get a better player. You know, and so it's been different on all fronts. You know, coaches leave so quickly and go to another school and in the same conference, or you know, it's a round robin for everyone. You know, and so I'm not really familiar with this environment. And so, you know, I know that our school is we are a traditional school, man. And so, of course, we want to win. We want to win, and we want to do it in a consistent fashion. But at the end of the day, when you look on that bench, especially in this environment where the players, and it's no fault of theirs, you know, even at the pro level, guys go to whoever's going to pay them the most, you know. And so, you know, it is what it is on that level until things can be regulated to some extent. But when you look at the coaching staff, that's something that can be consistent, something that the fans can be familiar with. And so I think when you have people in the fold that are alum and the fans can zone in on and focus on, I think that's huge. You know, I think that would be a tremendous asset for a university like ours.
Outside of the Terrapin situation, and then back to teams that have elevated from the Elite Eight, trying to make it to the Final Four, these young guards, this guard play has blown me away. When you see guys shooting the lights out now, like Clayton, for example, and teams that have erased double-digit deficits and going on to get victories, mind-blowing, boggling to me. How about you?
Well, you know, when it gets to tournament time, it's always been, you know, the guard play. And whoever has the best guard play, that's going to most of the time get you over the hump, unless you have a tremendous big guy. But most of the time, it's going to be that guard play. You mentioned Clayton. The thing about Clayton is that dude is a tough shot maker, man. He's not getting too many open looks. And he has just been consistently making shots. It's tough to have a guy like that when you execute defensively and making sure that you're not giving up good opportunities, and then you have a guy who at the end of the shot clock can just make shots, man, create opportunities. That's tough to deal with. It's demoralizing at times, so it kind of can have a domino effect. When things like that is happening, man. So the guard play is tremendous out here, and I would say that when you can always come downhill, man. That's going to give you an advantage. So when you can't have that physicality on the perimeter from a defensive standpoint, mm-hmm. that allows that guard or whoever the ball handler to be in an aggressive downhill mode, and so that's tough to deal with on a defensive end, and it puts a lot of pressure on the whole five. And so, man, it's so much that happens from that guard play, not only for himself, but to create for everyone that's out there on the court.
Yeah, I remember what happened in the old days. I mean, I know I'm getting long in the tooth, but where that depth perception was supposed to be a problem for shooters when we got in the tournament and the arena, these dudes seem like, man, ain't no problems. They launching in hidden contested shots. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, yeah, you know, these kids, they're in the gym, man. You know, they getting their reps in. They understand, I think, more than ever, the visibility of the game, the opportunity, the reality of getting to the next level. I think that these kids have seen that when you put in the work, you have an opportunity. And so they've been doing that. You know, these kids have a desire to get to the next level. They're so young out here, and being exposed to a high level of basketball. And so that I think that feeds that hunger, you know. And then you have the combination of these older guys that's out here that's trying to prolong their career. So these young guys who are getting ready, they're playing against a lot of times they're playing against much older guys. So that gets them prepared even more. So, you know, it's not a surprise seeing these kids out here in the way they can shoot the ball and in the way they can create the game. First of all, it's set up for it's a wide open game. And like I mentioned earlier, when you can't be as physical and handsy on the perimeter, that allows that guard to be, you know, in a downhill mode, downhill posture, you know. And so now I can put that pressure on you at all times. And now most of the time you got four perimeter guys who can shoot the ball. And so, yeah, when you know you're going to be able to get looks like that on a consistent basis, you're in the gym, man. You're getting those reps in because you got to be ready to get those looks. And that's how you get on the court nowadays, man. So it is what it is. That's what the game has evolved to, where these guys are just shooting the lights out from deep. There's no variation as much to the game. When you see guys who have a mid-range and can create and get to the basket along with shooting threes, that guy stands out, you know. But majority of these guys that's playing the game, they can shoot the ball now. So for sure, rather one through four, sometimes even a five.
As we depart, what do your eyes tell you? Who's the best team you've seen so thus far?
For me, it's not necessarily about the best team, the talent, right? Mm-hmm. I look at a team like Auburn, and my goodness, that team, I think their average age is like 24 or something like that. It is outrageous how mature this team is, how old this team is. And I think that when it boils down to it, when you're talking about older guys and 24 and 25-year-old guys playing against 19-year-olds and stuff like that, hey, this kid when he's 19, you know, hey, great talent. When he turns 21 and 22, he's going to be fantastic. But while he's 19 and then I'm 24, 25 years old, I mean, hey, I got an advantage at that point, you know. So I think that Auburn brings that to the table as a team collectively. And so I see them weathering the storms and being able to handle all different kind of situations a little bit better than everyone else just because of their maturity level. I mean, my goodness, that team is older than OKC. You know, in the NBA. So, you know, I think they have a distinct advantage.
That's beautiful. Nuggets from the Wizard, Walt Williams, brought to you by the Rood, the guest hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in DMV. You're priceless. We appreciate it, man. And we'll keep our ears to the ground because something may happen sooner than later at the University of Maryland. Thank you.
Yep. You know it.
That's the Wizard, Walt Williams. And you've not heard the last of him. We'll go to break. When we come back, we can light it back up. You guys were awesome. Great participation. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back in a bit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What a day. Good day. Great day. Any day you can see it and breathe with it, it's a really good day. Interesting. No more speculation. Kevin Willard is now with Nova. And so we have a wide opening position to be the head man at the University of Maryland. Coming off of Sweet 16. Appearance, momentum, Crab 5, energy, all of that going. And a program that is committed to resources, don't know what's up with the AD, but got to believe that steps will be taken in that direction. I think it's a positive in that you have a position that will be sought after. I think this is a hot job. I mean, it's now there. I'm sure there's some SEC opportunities that from a financial situation may be a little more appealing, more lucrative, but I think this competes. And talk is action, and we need to see some action on it. Candidates, names have come. I was hoping to get a couple guys mentioned twice. Dwayne Simpkins definitely was, you know, Dixon. Was mentioned, Nolan Smith, Huggy Bear, Cassell. You know, interesting. And there's always somebody that we may not be totally aware of, could be a hot shot on somebody's bench that could be the next you-know-who. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Yeah, you were great with your participation on it. And again, you know, we're talking for some of you, you're going, hey, man, University of Maryland, not our problem, not our fight. But for the majority of you here in the DMV who understand that it's in the water, I think there's a genuine interest out here. And we don't have to be in College Park. PJ on X. I can't even repeat that because I'll start laughing. And I'm trying to be relatively serious right now, but PJ, you should think of doing some nighttime work on the comedic trail. Yeah, so Alec in Potomac is up in Adam right now. What's up?
How's it going, Doc?
Today's been interesting.
Yes, and you know, it. I'm an alumni of Maryland. Okay. I've lived, my mom was an alumni of Maryland. She got me into the school, into basketball, I mean, into being a fan of the school. And so I've lived and breathed Maryland, burgundy and gold my entire life. And what I have to say is that, you know, Willard took this program. I appreciate what he did over the 3 years, but he got us back to the Sweet 16 in 3 years. And how did he do it? He got local talent, combined that with the transfer portal. And so we just got to get the next hire right as well. You know, Turgeon, he got a little unlucky. Gary Williams got a little unlucky before him. But there is a proving ground. We've got the resources. We just have to put them to the right use. Now, you can, you know, from an X's and O's standpoint, it's a loss. But look at us getting out-rebounded the last three or four games, you know, by 30, by 20. You know, those are hustle plays. It's not as though Willard's like the second coming of Coach K or Bobby Knight. Mm-hmm. So I'll hang up and listen, but that's all I got to say about Willard. I think
but
we can...
you have no suggestion? Anybody on your mind?
Well, no, I mean, you can go one of two ways. I think Dwayne Simpkins would be an interesting hire because he brought us back from, you know, the low point of this program, which was following Lefty, and that was when I was really young. I'm born in 86, so he was part of the team that got us back, and you know was on Gary's first two or three Sweet 16 teams, and so I like that legacy of an alumnus who played point guard, much like Gary Williams. But you could also take a big swing. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say, but like, you know, Billy Donovan, he's with the Bulls right now. Is he happy in the NBA? That could be a big swing. Or you could go someplace in between. You know, Buzz Williams is a solid coach. I kind of think you could argue Buzz Williams even better coach than Willard or Turgeon were. I do think we're in an advantageous position that we're not fighting with six other Power Five schools. We're the only Power Five school, Power Four school now without a head coach. Now it also makes it tougher for next year because, you know, people are already talking and already recruiting in the transfer portal. But, you know, with it, you know, every weakness can also be looked at as an opportunity. So what do you think? What do you think, Doc?
No, I'm all ears. I like what you're saying. I like Simp would be, but I'm prejudiced to it because having covered and watched his period, his time, I feel like that I have, I know him so well and know and seen his work, but I haven't heard anybody that I'm opposed to yet because the most important part to me is the structure behind the coach.
And can I just ask you one more question? Yeah. What would Big John do in this position? You worked with him for a number of years, and I started listening to you.
One thing I would never predict is what Coach would do. It would be solid, and it would be based on knowing that he could have the resources. John always said, "You got to have the resources to fulfill your dreams. Otherwise, Yes, we got to do that." Alex, awesome call, man. Appreciate that. You know, this fan base, our listening audience, high IQ version, because you get it. You got a problem, you say you care, and now you're proving it. We got to go to break. We'll come back, and we'll just keep cranking this bad boy up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Twelve thirty-five in the nation's capital. Been an interesting morning. Heavy Metal dropped the official note that the deal was done. Kevin Willard to Villanova. And we now know more speculation. Now we can do as a bull would do in the ring. We can drop our head and charge. And moving forward and try to improve ourselves. And get better in the process. Because that's really what it's all about. I don't think Kevin's going to spend one winking moment concerned about where we are. We're on our own. And at this point, it's about move forward. Vernon, out in Potomac, welcome to Overtime.
Thank you, Doc. It's good to talk to you. I don't know if you remember, I'm in the lawyers group, the barristers. You were our keynote speaker a few years back, and we enjoyed having you very much.
Oh, I enjoyed being there.
Big fan. So the name I want to throw out there is a local guy mm-hmm. who's coaching locally over at Howard, Kenny Blakeney.
Yes, another nomination. Yeah, Blakeney.
He's actually developed a kid, this kid Harper, who's probably the hottest, one of the hottest people in the transfer portal. So he's shown an ability to develop talent. And what about him? He went to DeMatha?
Yeah, he has been nominated. He has been mentioned. And that's what we've been doing, a la town hall style, and open it up to our listening base. And several people have been mentioned multiple times, which is important to know that we have a nice field of candidates. The question is, how does this happen? Does it happen without an AD? Is there a committee that will be formed? I would kind of like to know the backdrop in terms of how this hiring will take place.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions about that, but it's definitely a hot job.
Yep.
And Kenny's not a guy to overlook. He's a very good guy.
Absolutely. No, he is. Good hoops guy. Appreciate you tapping in with us, man. Important. And keep up the good work. The fact that people care. Thank you, Vernon. People care. That is the most important part to me. Man, if these lines were dark right now, this would not be a good sign. You're in a top 10 market, and you don't get any interest. Losing a basketball coach and a team that has just been made it to the Sweet 16, probably had as much as any program in America having Pub because of the shot, the freshman All-American, and the Crab Five. You were hot. From a mark in this current atmosphere of look at my phone, Maryland got a lot of views. They got a lot of views. And so you want to really take advantage of this exposure and spin it all positive, man. Get the most out of it. It's like jet fuel, and let it run. I don't think you have to apologize for anything. But it is, I am really anxious to see the direction that it'll go. There's stability there, but I do want to see it go. And I have no leader in the clubhouse. But I have heard, as all of you have that have access to the internet, there's some dudes with a little salt and pepper in their head that want this, that have reached out. Yeah. So Frisco, Texas is our next stop.
We got Steve from Frisco, Texas.
All right. Hey, Steve. Welcome home.
Thank you, Doc. How you doing?
You know, good. Today's mix is, he wanted it when Heavy Metal said it was official. I was like, good. I felt that. I think Sheehan called it on Tuesday. You kind of knew when a guy is doing the Michael Jackson, the moonwalk, and he wasn't good at it. He's not a good liar at all. And who wants to be a good liar?
No.
And so, yeah, you know, you don't want to be a good liar. And the guy was so uncomfortable. He was just, that's why I said, please get a media consultant. Or maybe just be yourself. And the guy's just not used to doing it. When you go back, when he accepted the job to Maryland, the ironic part was, looking back at that footage, he had the same deer in the headlights look. Identical. He almost said the same words in the same phrase. This guy's not a good liar. And I like that in him. He's a basketball coach. And this is just, you know.
He's very important. I think for more than anything, the driver here, and it hasn't been discussed really, is his inability to want to share with football. And if you're in a football-dominated conference, you got to learn to share. And, you know, not everyone gets a piece of the pie every year. It's a reality at Maryland. But we got all the facilities. And just one name I want to throw out there is Simpkins. I think he's got the goods. And, you know, we'll go forward, even without an AD, we'll consider it. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to, you know, make a case for Dwayne. The Matha guy played at Maryland, played under two great Hall of Fame coaches, Morgan Wooten and Gary. I think he'd make a great choice.
He's earned that. You don't have to apologize for going with your heart. That shows you how much you care about him. He's earned it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not had a internet PR campaign going. He's doing it by getting results. He got kids to trust him to D up.
I think he did a great job at AU this year.
Yep.
He got them to the tournament. You know, they got limited resources at AU. Mm-hmm. And I think he knows the DMV. I think he can go nationwide, you know, and I think he can coach in game. He'd be a great choice.
I'm with you. No arguments on my point. Appreciate it. No.
Lastly, one thing I did want to say, there's been some other coaches' names thrown around at a high level, like Buzz Williams and Chris Collins. I think those guys are in good situations now. They're just playing us for an extension, and we can't, you know, play into that ourselves. So I'd rather stick local.
Well, you know that's going to happen. You know that's going to happen. They're going to use you as a Trojan horse.
Yeah.
And can you blame them?
No. The football guys do it all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a leverage game, and I'm not mad at him. Yeah, and I'm not mad at him. Thank you, Vernon. That was awesome, man. Good luck. Stay strong. We go to break. We come back. I think we're going to have a contribution from the 757. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. Sookie, Sookie. That's what Coach used to say. And I know this time of the year, boy, he loved this March Madness, the whole idea of it. And it's been a very interesting day because we have had to deal with reality. And sometimes, you know, it gets a little bit emotional because you're trying to put things together. And sometimes it just doesn't fit. Not everything works together. I mean, I don't know what to say, but sometimes it just doesn't fit the way you'd like it to fit. So I can't say it's always kind of interesting. Never dull with heavy metal. Never dull. But today is one of these I think we're going to remember for a minute. I really do. And I'm glad to have been a part of it because maybe when we come back and think about it, we'll have some interesting things to say about today. And the participation was pretty good. Speaking of that, 757, you're up. What's on your mind, Polly?
Hey, to the W.
Yes,
Doc.
Sir.
What's going on, my guy? How you been doing, man?
Workday, man. Workday. Long time no hear.
Hey, yeah, it's workday for me, so I'm out here. I'm out here grinding, baby. Mm-hmm. Did anybody check on Sheehan this morning? That's the main question. Did you check on your boy, Doc?
Oh, he good, man. He called it. Yeah, we had him on. He was on yesterday. He called it. Yeah, he's hitting that little white ball, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I heard him on it. Doc, you know I'm always listening, man. But I got a name out there. It's pretty late in the show, so I don't know if anybody said it already. But how about Baltimore's own Sam Cassell?
Sam has been mentioned. You know? Yep. Sam has been mentioned.
Yeah, I think Sam would be a good fit for this job, man. Especially, look, man, you just talking about, you know, he's leaving. But, you know, that's the landscape of college sports right now, man. It's all about change. You know what I mean? When you start reading down the resume or the rosters, the players on the teams, you know, you reading off two other schools that they had already attended. So, you know, this is the new landscape of college basketball, man. There's a money grab right now. Everybody's getting a piece of the pie. So, you know, you can't fault a dude for wanting a bigger piece or wanting to own a piece of the company. You know what I mean? So it's all good, man. Maryland will recover. You know, like I said, they made it here. They made it this far. You know, you got a talent. I mean, this is a good job. It's talent all across the DMV and the Virginia area, you know. So it's a good job. So, you know, it's about each his own. You know, that guy just didn't fit good here in Maryland. Maybe he's more comfortable a little further up north. That's all. So it is what it is, man. They'll bounce back. They'll be right back in the thick of things. You know what I mean?
So, I believe that. Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, Doc, man. Glad to talk to you today, brother.
Appreciate that, man. Enjoy the 757. Yeah, enjoy that.
You know what, man?
I'm not in a panic.
It's a beautiful day out here.
Yes, indeed. I'm not in panic mode. Maryland's going to be all right, but I do think the sense of urgency is nothing wrong with showing that you want to handle it as soon as possible. And these candidates, and a lot of these names we got from a number of you were mentioned several times. We have some viable candidates, and I'm sure there's some people that have been coaching for a while that don't want anybody to know about this, but they've thrown their names in the hat. Because you don't want to throw your name in this hat and then get rejected and then let your current employer know you were looking.
Well, if you throw your name in his hat, you got to have some success. So,
yeah, that's right.
like the other caller said, you know, it could be leveraging it against, getting a contract extension.
Right.
Man, I'm just getting up, Doc. Excuse me. Yeah. Try to get my thoughts together.
Yeah, that's good.
If you put your name in his hat, you got to have some success.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, no, you would definitely be going up against it. We're up against the hard out, Polly. Appreciate you, man.
Hell,
nothing but love for you.
Especially doing hoops.
Enjoy the hoops tonight. It's going to be rock'em, sock'em. We got diamond action. We got ice action. We got so much going on DMV wild, but I think from the heartstrings, this will garner our attention to the max. And that is that round ball, that crab five, just the whole thoughts of what has happened this basketball season with both of these properties going to the Sweet 16. That was awesome. I mean, it really was. It was a hell of a ride. And it's kind of like a crash and burn ending for this on the men's side, and that's rough. But, hey, you know, you scrape your knees up, but you didn't break your kneecaps. Just scraped. And we'll have to roll back from it. I can't imagine, Metal, that your load is going to get any heavier than it's been. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, I don't know. I like the job, so I'm not too worried about it.
Oh, okay. All right. No, that's a good deal. And today, I mean, these games, man, this is the anticipation of it. That's the most fun. Based on what we've seen last night and what we anticipate today, it's going to be crazy. And especially for diehards, I mean, gym rats, people who get this thing, eat, sleep, and drink hoops, you're going to be OD on this one today. I love it. And I think to be alone watching it or with a crowd, I don't care where you're at today, you're going to feel the pressure of March and the madness. And we do appreciate you hanging with us today. We'll continue doing what we do. Curly W's, you know what they do, and we are looking for bright things to happen. So let's get busy with it. Boy, I'd love to get your list, top three musts on your must-do list today. Going to be crowded getting three in. What three absolutely have to be done? It's going to be hard. Can't wedge it in. Can't miss Ovi. I don't want to miss the Nats' first victory. And then you've got the real challenge. LSU Bruins, can't miss that one. Izzo, can't miss that one. I mean, I really want to see, you know, Auburn. I mean, Izzo? Are you kidding me? I mean, there's so many clubs. So what gives? You can only do three. You can only watch three. What is it going to be?
Well, I think I'm going to have to watch the Nats coming up here, and then I think we got the two Final Four games, or the games that result in the Final Four teams. Got to watch them, so.
Wait a minute. What about Ovi? How about Lockhart's return?
I know. You said if I only pick three, though, so.
You got to pick three. You can only do three.
I'm going to watch the hockey, too. I want to see Lockhart back, and I want to see Ovi do something.
Right, Lockhart back, Ovi chasing.
But I got to have the Nats in there, too.
Got to see the first win. You want to see the first victory. But you got to give. What gives? Choices, man. You're under pressure. I don't hear you. You're under pressure. I mean, Auburn and Sparty? This is almost like an arm wrestling contest to me tonight.
I think Tennessee-Houston would be good, too. Yeah, Tennessee-Houston?
My goodness. Oh, I'm telling you, man. It's just... Gamecocks. But that's what the novelty is. This is what makes all of this special. You got to make some decisions. What's hot? And at the end of the day, you know, that's why it earned the title. We didn't just make this up about this madness deal. And we've had our own share of it. We've experienced it. We've had it, whether it be Terps, Hoyas, Mason, G-Dub. We've had it, and we want it again. And we just had that taste. I didn't even recognize it was a decade for the Terps. I just wouldn't allow my mind to think that way.
It just doesn't seem that long, does it?
But you don't allow your mind to think that way. You know, especially if you listen to Sheehan. We're always on the verge of the Final Four every year, so, but that's because we want to think that way. We want to, you know. Coach Knock and Walt, we are such great contributors. It's
I'm hoping whoever they get in there keeps this momentum going forward. That's the biggest thing to me, you know.
Yeah, can't go backwards now. Can't go backwards now. Not going to happen. And it's on us as the people, man. And you know that this is real. This is not fake. When you can pretty much go 3 hours and not be pushed in a direction. No AAA, Ron? No Commanders? I mean, that shows you where you're going. This is serious. This is hoops in your blood, man. This is real. Nothing fake about this at all. And that's why if you're a prominent coach of interest, you want this. This is the place to be. You want to put your signature on this program.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.